With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hello and welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. We're watching Halle Berry's Gattaca. Uh-huh. And it wasn't called that, it was called Gothica. Tom, do you want to intro this episode or...?
I'll take it from here. Okay. Hey guys, we're watching Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone on this week's episode of We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. And we're watching specifically the segment from 1 hour, 39 minutes, 58 seconds to 1 hour, 45 minutes and 35 seconds. You know that, you saw the episode title. But honestly, the way we format these things, it's probably cut off in your podcast app because it is impractical. It's a lot of information to put in the title, but I will say this for the information.
Yeah.
All of it is useless.
Yes.
No one's looking at it being like, oh, I can't wait till they get to 1:45:38.
Well,
3 seconds into the next step.
But if they're watching along, love.
If they are watching along.
But if they're watching along, if you're watching a bit that we watch and then listen to what we have to say about it, think about what crazy things we got to say, challenge their views.
So this is old British woman who just wants people to give podcasts a fair shake?
Why don't you just listen to what they have to say? I know you're a bit weird, okay, boomer, but
okay.
Sometimes it's all right to just embrace that stuff. I'm Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
We're starting in a forest.
Yes.
And
we can see a lamp.
This. Yeah.
We can see a big lump with a lamp and three small lumps. No lamps.
No.
Nary a lamp to be seen amongst the small lumps.
I'll say this. This is the first time that
Four small lumps. I'm so sorry. Go on.
This is the first time that Harry Potter has looked to me like an episode of Doctor Who. But the particularly British aesthetics.
Tall tree and blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the amount of smoke that is hiding production that
sure.
couldn't be bought. Like
yes.
Fake but the forest setup.
Yeah, they didn't think about HD though, did they?
Oh, that we get another fantastic shot of that Hagrid head.
Oh, God.
The and big mask that a rugby player is wearing that makes him look like supersized Robbie Coltrane.
And you know what? I never knew about it until you started pointing it out because I just thought, he's a big bloke. That's probably how his head looks on camera.
Yeah. He can't be acting all the time. Surely, if I was an actor, I'd use those wide shots as a treat to give myself a few minutes of frozen expression.
That's how I feel.
As soon as you've got a full body shot, there's no point putting anything in the face.
Well, it's not fucking theatre, is it?
No. They're not paying you for the wides. Close-ups or bust.
Man, when I...
Yes?
Hello, here's my joke. Hi. When I subscribe... Hello. When I play for YouPorn
yeah.
Premium,
yes,
and I subscribe to specific channels with the tag BBW.
Okay,
I do pay for the wides.
That's good. That's really good, and. It's so funny as well. And you know why? Because it works on two levels, Demi.
explain it to me. Because sometimes I'm just a vessel for comedy, and I did black out just now.
Yeah,
My eyes remmed back and forth.
All you felt was a good joke on the horizon, and you don't remember the joke you actually said. So I'm going to tell it to you. It's that when you're on YouPorn Premium, which is a subscription service that you pay for, and you're looking at porn videos uploaded under the category BBW, you also are paying for the wides.
Ah, funny.
Yeah, and it's funny because, sure, the people in the videos, some of them, are wider, but also you're getting a wide on. And that's the service you're paying for.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Both of us fist pumping.
Yes. Yes!
Yes! Are we fine?
I wonder how much Hagrid fucks in porn parodies of Harry Potter.
Probably like one scene, I reckon.
You think?
Yeah. They just have to have him in there for the name value. He shoots his load, then gets on a bus. Just Johnny Sins in a big beard.
Shagrid.
Okay.
I guess.
Sure.
It's Shagrid.
I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that. He's talking about asking someone to fuck. I don't know. Or saying it was not good fucking you, maybe. I don't know. Maybe this whole episode is cursed. It seems like this whole episode drank unicorn blood because it's cursed to a half-life. A shameful, cursed half-life. Hagrid dips his fingers into unicorn blood, which looks like Terminator 2 goop.
Yes.
It's like, so unicorn bleed chrome.
He finger blasts Alex Mack.
Yes. Yes, dips his fingers in, takes him out, tells her, come over, smell this and become a man. This whole segment is great because it took me a second to remember that they have to go out and find a dying unicorn
with
the groundskeeper because they snuck out of school.
But
so
also,
they have to like sneak out of school and then get punished by confronting their own fucking mortality.
Yeah, but also like the reason that they are looking for the hurt unicorn in detention is because there's something very, 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 very dangerous in the woods they're currently in.
Something that was able to kill a horse with one more weapon than a regular horse.
Yeah.
And the weapon of purity on its side.
Yeah.
And there's something in there that's willing to kill and not afraid to be cursed.
Yes.
Anyway, come, Malfoy.
And when they, our job is to go out and find the poor beast.
Yeah.
And Malfoy says, I want the big sloppy scaredy cat.
Yeah. The dog in this.
All right, but I get Fang. You know what the fun thing about that is?
What?
Is that Draco seemingly is so into Harry Potter lore that he knows the groundskeeper's dog's name. Like he's looked up the wiki.
He's a nerd.
I get Fang.
Quickly closing a tab on his wand.
What if he said, I get Fang, and then he put a wedding ring on him?
Oh. That'd be nice. Where would he put the wedding ring, do you think?
Either on the tip of his nose so he could snuff it like a snack.
Hey, here's a fun fact about Fang.
Tell me.
This is the second paragraph of Hugo, which
is, that the
is
dog?
On
this
the Harry Potter
dog?
Fandom wiki. He is a male Neapolitan Mastiff who played Fang in Philosopher's Stone, Chambers of Secrets, and Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mm.
The one thing that Hugo's trainer, Gary Gero, couldn't teach him was not to drool. In 2003, Hugo appeared on the British television show This Morning and unintentionally spat into the mouth of presenter Fern Britton.
Serves you right for having a name like a plant.
Yeah, and also, he meant it.
Yeah.
He was absolutely intentionally spitting into their face. He also trained the cat who portrayed Mrs. Norris.
Oh, so he's just like a big yucky animal trainer.
Yeah.
Mm. What happens then? I guess Harry comes across, Harry and Draco come
Harry
across.
Harry and Draco find a ring wraith.
They find a dressing gown cape. Sucking on a horse.
Yeah, but also it's supposed to be sucking from the unicorn, but the head is
quite
rising
far up.
And falling.
Yeah.
So either he's sucking the unicorn's horn off or he's lapping at it like a cat. like he's licking its neck.
When you see the unicorn from the side, like when Hagrid enters, when Ferenz enters.
Yes.
When you see the unicorn from the side, that horn is so long.
Yeah.
It looks like it told 20 lies. It's so weird. It's like lying in the ground. And when you think of a unicorn, it's like, I feel like people's, like artists' interpretations of unicorns, their horns are quite a bit longer than, you know, kids' cartoons, I suppose. Mm. But this horn, it's so long.
It's like a narwhal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. The idea of a unicorn like this existing in a forest, it would just be getting tangled constantly.
Isn't it weird that narwhals get that whole horn and then they have the gall to have knees as well?
Yeah. The narwhal is the animal that has it all.
Yeah.
Of the aquatic beings.
Do you know what we should call the narwhal?
What?
The door.
Why is that?
This is a narwhal.
Oh. Yeah. I get it. And I had fun with it as well.
I hope I die tomorrow.
I had a note here that was just Fang's head is roughly 4 times the size it should be.
It's really, really big.
Yeah, he's a Neapolitan Mastiff, which just means that his head is huge. But then also all the skin is melted off it to underneath it. So the profile of it is nightmarish. Like the skull is huge, but then so much skin is devoted to the head.
That dog's skull could literally just be the shape of a baby's bonnet, and then all of the matter seeps off of that.
Yeah.
And like the brain is protected from underneath just by the sheer wrinkle of it all.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's possible that Fang's face could just be a flat skull.
Just an umbrella of skull up the top, and then a sort of rainforest of flesh.
Then the thing is scared off by...
Ferenz.
Ferenz. What is Ferenz, Demi?
Ferenz is a centaur.
Yeah.
Who looks like he's drawn his abadabas on with Texter.
Yeah. It is not...
He has an Abe Lincoln beard, which makes me think he's about to vape right into Harry's face.
Ferenz, to me, looks like some kind of Megatumnus.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, like, he genuinely just looks like you took an early adaptation of Narnia and just fucking plied that Tumnus with rare candies till he evolved.
Yes.
Because he's just buffer, like, Machop to Machoke.
Yeah.
Is pretty much a perfect analogue.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
Also, the way Ferenz disrupts the feeding is he kind of runs up to them and then rears up on his back legs and kicks his front legs in front of it.
Yeah, but it's like quite dainty. It's just like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, it'd be like running up to someone and just barraging the air in front of them with a series of roundhouse kicks.
It's like a comedic bitch fight between two effeminate men in some kind of 90s comedy.
Yeah.
Where they were like, isn't it funny? Isn't it funny they're like this?
He runs up to him and with his legs does a Daggett and Norbert fight. It's very cool. He looks so crazy. Also, he's covered with thick hair all over his manly back.
Yes.
He's supposed to look ripped, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. Ferenz kind of reeks of like, oh, why didn't you just like kind of CGI over a man's face? But then I'm like, oh, no, I guess like a centaur's face... maybe would be thicker because you can't just have like proper human dimensions on than a horse body, because I think it's more realistic that his face might be chunkier. But then I was thinking, but it looks bad and dumb.
Yeah, but I don't think the technology was there to add the human face. They weren't going to cats him, you know, because also the amount of stuff we see here that would be fixed by just superimposing a face on, like they're not doing it for fucking big Hagrid or for.
True, yeah.
I'm glad
they didn't.
Yeah, me too. I love the big mask.
I love the big mask, and it's great.
It's one expression.
Oh God, I want
to
see...
It's the perfect expression to have his face frozen in. Just,
yeah.
Burr.
I want to see it not in the movie. I want to see it in real life.
You want to come home and find it sitting on the couch.
I want to come home and find it sitting on the Tom.
Yeah, that would be nice. You roll over in bed one day, see the severed head of your prized Hagrid lying next to you like the Godfather. It would be really good to see it in real life. I think it's kept somewhere now for just, you know, general storage. I got lost in that sentence. I was hoping that if I talked long enough, it would come out like I knew something.
So you don't know where it is?
No. Well, what I can say is that I'm pretty sure it's kept somewhere now for general storage.
Yes.
And possibly display.
Oh, God. Anyway. So.
Yeah, the CGI is... It really brings home the fact that in early... Like, he is a PS2 model.
Not quite PS2.
He looks better, I'd say, than, like, the... Harry that stands in for Harry in the CGI fight scenes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he does. I wouldn't say he's PS2, though. I say he's like PS3 and a half, even.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I think he's like Hitman cutscene.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
Yeah. He's like a PS2 FMV. He's like the pre-rendered trailer that you get.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is... This is maybe the worst content I've contributed. looking at him, though. I like looking at his weird lips
I like looking at him talk. It might be some kind of visual ASMR.
Mm. Yeah, it's very calming to look at him and think of this beast with the power of a horse, but the nuance of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Why aren't there lady centaurs? Are there lady centaurs later on in the movies?
No. No, there never is in Harry Potter. Huh. I wonder...
Were the titties too hard to animate?
I mean, probably. They're just there.
Mm.
Although maybe they don't have them. Maybe they're only horse titties. But like...
Well, maybe only the bottom half is gendered.
I mean, you know what? J.K. Rowling's probably put out some fucking bullshit statement about this.
I think...
Maybe all the centaurs are trans.
Well, no. I think that all centaurs just have... Like, they don't know... They have both genitals.
Which bit?
The end of the horse.
The which end?
The back end.
Its feet?
Yes. That's why every step they take is carefully judged.
If they clap with their back feet, they're fucking...
Yeah. Ow, 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 ow.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Wait, no. I want to get into this.
Okay.
Seemingly, based on appearances, there are no femme centaurs right now.
Yes, I think...
You think...
That the top half of the centaur
yeah.
is always going to look that way. I think that...
Oh, so they could be either.
The horse... is the horse has the pussy or penis, and there's maybe no gender, what's the word, there's no
binary
expression of yeah
yeah
of
but also all right, but like in that case the horse maybe wouldn't, I mean if it's based that way the horse maybe wouldn't have a pussy or a penis, because I don't know, are you saying that it's like based on how the head identifies?
What if, and this is a fun exercise for us.
Yes.
What if the horses lay eggs?
Oh, that'd be nice. So it's just a cloaca.
Yeah.
And does it have to be, can they fertilize it themselves?
I'm just checking the wiki here and it says they can and do.
So every centaur
is
non-binary.
Yes.
And self, what is it?
Fertilizing.
Self-fertilizing. Asexual.
Just lays
asexual reproduction.
It lays.
I wonder if that's true.
It must be.
I'm just thinking now, and what we've just said actually kind of sounds true. Hang on, let me see how do centaurs, and if there are any American listeners, they will be probably quite frustrated with how we're saying centaurs, but it's correct.
Really?
Centaur isn't how you say
that's
that.
That's crazy.
That's also insane.
I think.
Oh, man. All right. So how do centaurs sleep is the first one. How do centaurs reproduce? And then the third one is how do centaurs wear pants?
It's a real curveball. Centaurs sleep by hanging upside down in a tree.
Oh.
Yeah, no one saw it coming.
Yeah.
But then you never forget the first tree you walk by with a flock of centaurs hanging in it.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're actually maybe kind of right.
What?
All right, so this is the first thing that's come up on Google. Uh-huh. The human torso of a centaur also cuts off above the point where their reproductive organs would be. So these functions are also entirely handled by the horse section.
You'd be pissed off if you were the only centaur with just a human-sized dick. Going around begging for a slice of horse pussy.
Okay.
Please, let me stick myself in there and feel it out.
All right, let me just check because, like...
It would be really good if a centaur had a human dick as well. And also a human or a human pussy.
Yes.
Like at
wait, why are you saying
the bottom end of like right in the middle of the instead of just tapering off into horse, it should have human genitals and then go into horse.
And then go into horse. So you've got like belly button, genitals, horse chest.
Yes.
So if you're trying to titty fuck a horse, you're also fucking a human half of a horse.
Well, if you're titty fucking a horse.
If you're trying to titty fuck a horse, you're going to be fucking its genos.
Yes. Hey, there's a moment in this where Firenze bends down to talk to Harry and looks him in the eyes. And the only thing I could think of was, is his human torso parallel to the ground? Because I didn't picture him bending his horse legs. I just pictured him slowly leaning forward until he was just exactly parallel with the ground.
Yeah.
Arms, I guess, dragging on the floor.
Yeah.
But just staring Harry right in the eyes. And
that's
a really
actually
weird look.
How centaurs are supposed to run. Their fingers touch the floor and all six of their, quote, legs run along the ground. Hey, did Firenze have nipples?
Did he?
Because... That would be crazy if he did.
Yeah, that would... That
because first of all, but maybe it would be perfectly fine if he did because if we're right and every centaur is like asexual, androgynous, then he should have nipples and also horse nipples because he's both genders at once. And the only reason that people with penises have nipples is because they started as people with vaginas in the womb.
I think that... Friends should have nipples, but it's because horses just give milk out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
so that's
so
Harry.
We've
and then
rewound.
Let's look at Friends from the front. Oh, there's too much hair.
Give us those nips. No, there's nothing there.
No, but there's too much hair. Look how much hair is on him.
You can see the fucking... Like,
I can't, though. The hair gets so thick
the
there.
The hair is bare enough that you can see that he doesn't have nipples.
I don't agree because it's so blue. The screen is so blue. Let's go back to when he first comes into... Oh, he's leaning down very far. All right, there. All right, play. There's like tiny... No, there's little mountains. He's such a nugget.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's human...
I don't know. It's like, I think they put all that hair there to keep us from the nipples we deserve.
No, I think that is a human level of hair because apart from that, he's mainly hairless on the top, on the human torso.
No.
I don't think there are nipples hidden under that amount of hair.
No, he's like Robin Williams hairy. That's not like
you can't hide nipples under Robin Williams.
That's not a human amount of hair.
Yeah, that's a normal amount of hair.
No, that's the Mork amount of hair.
Yeah, but even then, that's not like an amount of hair that can conceal the existence of nipples. especially big you're, pointies.
Hey, you're talking fucking bullshit right now.
He's
but
running
also,
out of the Forbidden Forest.
But also,
yeah.
Look at the. No, wait, stop. Oh man, go back a tiny bit.
Oh, the horse.
Yeah. No, wait. No, keep going. and right. now.
Wait.
All right. Wait. Pause. No, keep going. Keep going.
Uh huh.
Pause. Look at that top ass he's got there. Find the exact timestamp so people can see his double ass.
Okay. It's 1:43:43. If you pause at this exact moment,
he's got an up bum. Like a very, very man, high bum.
Yeah. It looks like he ends so much sooner than he does right now because it looks like the small of his back is his ass.
It's so chunky. Why did they do that?
I don't know. I guess they didn't fathom that someone could pause at this very moment and also record a podcast about it.
All right. Look.
Do they lay eggs?
I think
they could lay eggs.
Listen.
Yes.
I reckon if I was a person designing centaurs,
yeah,
I think I'd make them lay eggs. Because basically they're like, I don't know, do centaurs count as like a chimera kind of? Almost. I don't know.
It's
like, I think they should lay eggs because it doesn't make any sense that they like, if they fuck with the horse half that they have, I just don't get, I mean, I guess it's just biology. I don't get it.
I think they fuck with the horse half, but I think they only do it for fun.
They're half human, half horse, some dolphin.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Because we, as we all know, humans don't have sex for fun.
Yes.
You need to tuck the dolphin in there to have recreation.
I never
sex.
Had. It's through duty.
Yes, yes, yes. This is.
Wait, how do they reproduce though? Because all these things feel like it says that. All right. The theory says that such riders appear of half man, half animal. Mm. Do centaurs have a human? Well, they have two hearts. What happens if the human heart dies? Does the other heart die, or does the other heart keep that heart alive?
Oh, maybe you have to kill both. Maybe the horse bit is kind of like a horcrux for the human bit, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be vice versa because trying to run a human off a horse off a human heart would be like fucking trying to, you know, run a MacBook off an old iPhone 5S charger.
This is what it feels like to chew 5 gum.
Oh, man.
Listening to you say that. That just blew my fucking mind, baby.
Good, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I could just be out here helping people. Come to epiphanies myself. Horses and humans. A marriage made in heaven. But
apparently there are no female centaurs in mythology, at least not until you get to Ovid's Metamorphoses in the 1st century.
Gotcha. Despite the fact that the wizard's ordinary magic and basic aptitude test, the wombat, establishes them to exist, female centaurs have yet to be physically seen in any Harry Potter media.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't pop up.
So do we think they're just like private?
Maybe they lay eggs and maybe centaurs are just embarrassed. They're like, no, yeah, no, we have girlfriends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they go to another forest. You know, you wouldn't know her. Oh, she's got breasts. No, in the normal human place. The back.
Yeah.
Off her back. The front. Trying to adjust.
Yeah. I think they're just everything. I think they're a race that are what they are, and they're not men, they're just centaurs.
I think, yeah, it's a coincidence that they look like dudes.
Yeah, I mean, because this dude also has, you know, I would say that he has abadabbas, but he isn't like, he's not like insanely masculine.
Well, also, what would he be doing that works out any part of him that's not the horse bit?
I think the reason that he has the abs is because he keeps bending down to talk to 11-year-olds.
Yeah, probably.
He's got that core strength.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you found a centaur that was a centaur, but it just was a horse that had gone wrong? Like, it shouldn't have. It just, from a freak coincidence, looked heaps like a dude. But so, it was just like... doesn't have human intelligence or speech or anything. It just looks like a guy, but then you walk in and it's just getting fucked by a horse.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yay.
Yeah, it's, does it say yay? Does it have human vocal cords and can say yay?
But again, it's a coincidence. It's saying nay.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, good. Me too. How are you feeling about Harry Potter?
I don't have any strong feelings about it, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Well, did you have any highlight of this particular section?
Well, I really like the bit. This is what I was expecting. Like, I think comedy and you have diseased my brain, because at the end of this chunk of Harry Potter, we get a little chunk of Hermione saying, who's the only wizard that Voldemort ever feared? Dumbledore. As long as Dumbledore's around, you can't be hurt. And what I was expecting was the next scene to be someone ringing a bell saying, Dumbledore out of the school for repairs. You know? Like, well, you pull up to a drive-thru and they're like, Dumbledore machine broken.
Yes.
Damn shame about that Dumbledore going, Harry. Anyway, who can arrange my knives? Be careful. It's a quick timer, so you've got to run to take them to the other side of the classroom.
We totally forgot to cover that next scene, which sucks shit. And
yeah, but didn't I save it well? Didn't I save it really smoothly?
You did really well. I'm sorry for bringing attention to my failure. that scene is a strange thing. We see, again, one unmoving painting.
A
non-wizard painting, which is very unsettling to see, given, again, that...
While it was playing, Tom pointed out, another unmoving painting. And like the first time I'd talked since we'd pressed play was, I was like, I saw that as well. And then a couple seconds later, I was telling the truth. I meant it. Yep. I did see it.
Got to that point where no matter what you said, it would just sound like you were lying.
I got a breath of the Toms around me.
Good. I'm glad I could fix you that way.
So, Tom, after these 6 minutes we spent watching less than, how do you feel about Harry Potter?
I have no strong feelings about it, Demi. If I have a highlight of this episode, it is going to be the shape of whoever killed that unicorn and the way it flutters across the ground. That was very enjoyable to me.
Looks like someone put a hat on a coat hanger and attached it to a string.
Yeah.
And then just sort of jerked it away from the ground.
It looks like someone's just chucked a shirt on a clothesline and then ziplined it across.
Yeah.
It looks exactly
like how the Dementors look on the Universal Studios Harry Potter ride.
You're right.
Doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, it's just a robe, right? It's just,
it's
them
just
being
a
like,
robe that's like stiff up the top that's like, oh, spooky.
Yeah. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the mouth covered in awful, goopy silver blood.
Yeah.
And also the idea that just for a second, he was sucking it out of the horn. How about you?
No strong feelings.
Great. Did you have any particular highlight of that scene? Or?
Well, yeah, I told you. That was my save, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that was my cool save that we did.
Yet another real snafu from
T-Man. I really like the double ass too on Ferenc.
Yeah, I'm glad that we've paused on it. All right.
Up ass. Put on my horse bod and up my ass. Do, 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 do. Up ass.
You know what would make a centaur really good?
What?
Is if it went human torso.
Yes.
Then horse body.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the horse body, sticking straight up, bottom of human body.
Oh, human legs?
Yeah,
so like,
they're poking straight
okay,
up.
All right, they're poking straight up and the human penis or vulva is flapping over the horse's tail.
Yes.
Just resting on it.
Yeah.
Oh. So wait, if they're facing up, if we're talking like prawn style, like they're curved around the whole way, then that means they probably go limp and just kick themselves in the small of the back.
Yeah, if they're ever running. The human half is just a vestigial part that still gets all the signals of nerves. So when they're running, it's like... Hop, 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 hop.
But imagine if like the centaur is going out to a fancy ball or something. So the floppy human legs, it just slides high heels onto them.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I'm going to pay for this later. Ah. Kicking themselves in the back with the heels. I can't run in these shoes.
Beauty is pain.
Oh, boy. All right. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.